Another reason I'm intrigued with the Hanged of Salem, especially the women, is that a number of them aroused suspicion in the first place because they were financially independent or sharp-tongued or kept to themselves. In other words, they were killed off for living the same sort of life I live right now, but with longer skirts and fewer cable channels. On the first day of school, when I was a kid, the guy teaching history, and it was almost always a guy wearing a lot of brown, would cough up the pompous same old about how if we kids failed to learn the lessons of history, then we would be doomed to repeat them. Which is true if you're one of the people who grow up to run things, but not as practical if your destiny is a nice small life. For example, thanks to my 10th grade world history textbook's chapter on the Napoleonic Wars, I know not to invade Russia in the winter time. This information would have been good for an I told you so toast at Hitler's New Year's party in 1943, but for me, knowing not to trudge my troops through the snow to Moscow is not so handy day to day. The other sort of useful thing the history teacher in the brown jacket never really said, probably because he would have been laughed out of the room, was this: knowing what happened when and where is fun. The next time I go to Paris, before I get my first croissant, I'm heading straight to that street and look for that hole. That hole was the best part of my trip. It's even more enjoyable to learn hole-like factoids about where you live, because you can see them all the time. Picking up my dry cleaning in my neighborhood, Chelsea, seems more festive since I found out that this is where Clement Clark Moore wrote 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Well, until some historian proved that Moore lied and stole the poem from somewhere else, but hey, the plot...